Welcome to the Music of America podcast, where every week we visit a different state in America and meet a different guest in the music industry. Every day, Monday through Friday, we begin in Alabama and we end in Wyoming. I'm your host, Tom Pollard. Let's talk music here on the Music of America. It's hump day in Tennessee here on the Music of America podcast. Our guest today, Triple C from Kingsport. We'll talk with Triple C about him and his music and some new stuff that's coming up. But right now, I want you to discover your own celebrity at the newest, hottest, and most interesting and fun live music show to hit the scene in probably 50 years. It's called Flash Jam. Whether you perform live music or you enjoy watching live music, Flash Jam has something for everyone. Flash Jam is a dynamic way for musicians to come together, perform, and compete for recognition and prizes. Whether you're new to the stage or you're an experienced musician or an established band, Flash Jam provides an exciting platform to collaborate and showcase your talents. Here's an example. Let's say Triple C wants to do I Was Made for Loving You, and I want to play guitar on that, but he wants to sing it, and John wants to play keys, and Mike wants to play the drums. We all sign up through Flash Jam that's playing at the Dew Drop Inn. We all sign up to play that song. Then the day of Flash Jam, we meet for the first time. And we have all learned our parts, and we get together and we do it. And then if you're not a participant that way, you participate by being a judge. So musicians all perform hit songs with other random musicians to share that passion for that same song, okay? Existing bands can do the same thing, featuring and performing iconic songs for them to display their talents. And then the audience participates by voting for who they like best. So there's something for everyone at Flash Jam. Coming to a market near you, Flash Jam. Welcome to the show. Our guest, Triple C from Kingsport. You're out near, we had this conversation. You're out in Eastern Tennessee near, Asheville.
Asheville's about 40 minutes away from Asheville, North Carolina, and about an hour and a half away from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay. Do you do more work in Asheville or do more work in Knoxville?
We travel from Knoxville to Nashville to Asheville, Charlotte. We go pretty much everywhere we can. I even travel down to Florida because we used to live in Florida.
Oh, okay.
We moved back up here in December of last year. I'm from Maryland myself, so
We're in Maryland.
It's called Elkton, Maryland, right on the Delaware line, right up there.
Okay. My daughter met my son-in-law at Perry Point. That's why I ask.
Oh, Perry Point. Absolutely. Yeah. I know exactly where that's at.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah, first time I had Stella Artois and first time I ate Blue Crab, and I loved them both, and now I'm not a big fan of Stella.
Oh, well, we still got the crabs, though. But still got the crab soup and the crab bisque and just the crab feast they have every summertime. It's a beautiful thing up there.
It's so cool. You walk in and they just lay the brown paper on the table and bring you a bucket and some tools. And you just sit there and just smash these water bugs, man. You eat them up. It's so good.
Absolutely. And my favorite part is going to the firehouse and they put that paper down and then you have crabs and beer for like $25 all you can eat. And it's just
no kidding.
That's fun, cool. Fun times, man. Fun times.
Yeah. So what brought you from Maryland to what's the trek that got you to Kingsport?
I moved from Maryland to Grundy, Virginia with my family, my mom and dad. I'm an only child, so I'm spoiled rotten and a big mama's boy. So, you know, I figured Virginia was close enough to the South to get the country and the Southern rock and blues scene. But then after living in Grundy, Virginia for a few years, I moved to Bristol, Tennessee, because Bristol was actually the birthplace of country music. We have the museum down here. And then started the classic rock thing, started the Southern rock thing, and just kept moving on, you know, finding the little scenes and the little dive bars and the little areas and just expanding the Triple C brand all over the place to try to get more exposure.
You've mentioned we. Do you have a band that supports you? Or
I have a lot of a lot of friends and a lot of writers and a lot of, you know, I'm married too. So my wife has gone with me and my wife does a lot of advertisements and does the official stuff like billing and cash flow and cash collection.
She runs the business and you run the
She's the CEO or COO of the operation pretty much. I just, I just get on stage and do what I love to do pretty much.
How long you been playing, just playing out, not even professionally, just playing? Like, did you start in high school, in grade school?
What'd you do? I started at 7 years old. Was my first time singing on stage at my dad's company picnic.
No kidding. What'd you sing?
I tried to imitate Conway Twitty. Was the first person I ever heard sing.
Yeah.
And
which song?
I got on there and they gave me a little microphone with the AM FM chord on the bottom. And I sang Love to Lay You Down by Conway Twitty.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Great song for
actually,
a 7 year old.
I actually got held back in first grade because I sang that song in school. So
you're kidding me.
First grade. So
that's bizarre. I guess that's when you were in Virginia.
No, that was in Maryland. And
Maryland, that's
Delaware,
right.
And then when we moved, I've sang in high school choir, I've sang at church, and I sang, you know, it's just anywhere I can get on stage. It's never hard thing for me to get on stage and sing for anything. Pretty much, I've done Broadway, I've done theater, musicals, I've done pretty much everything I can get a hold of as far as entertainment value.
Is this all you do is music then? Or do you have what we call
no,
big
I'm
people
actually,
jobs?
I'm going to WGU University and getting my bachelor's degree in elementary education. I'm a full-time substitute for Kingsport City Schools and teach kids choir and teach kids science and math and social studies and English and wherever they need me at the time. I'm a full-time substitute.
Yeah. That's cool. So you got something to fall back on if the music should.
Oh yeah. Well, let's face it. I'm getting older. I've got the gray hair now, and it's almost time.
We call
for
that
me
distinct. We call that distinguished.
Yeah. Well, it's like a Kenny Rogers thing, man. He says, you know, when the first time Lionel Richie said, you know, you cracked during that song, and he goes, Lionel, that's not cracking. That's just distinction. It's to the point now where I want to start giving back and I want to start helping the younger generation who love music and love performing to get them started on their journey.
Yeah.
I'm not done by any means and I never will be done. I'll die with a microphone in my hand.
Right.
But
right.
I want to start giving back to those who I can teach and give the passion to for the music and give the passion for performing, either if it's on a stage doing a musical or if it's on a stage with their own band that they've got with or a cover band or just about anything, man. I just want to give back to,
right.
Cause I've been blessed over the years and it takes a little time to sit back and say, man, what have I done my whole life? And I've done quite a bit if I sit and think about it, but I'm always looking for that next thing. So,
right. And this is it, is giving back. That's the giving back phase.
Yes, sir.
Is there something, a genre or a style that you prefer over all the others? Like, do you really get into show tunes? Do you really get into country? Do you really get into disco pop or, you know?
I mean, I'm always going to be a Southern rock fan. Mm-hmm. Lynyrd Skynyrd's always going to be right there close to my heart. Ronnie Van Zant. I'm a big Kiss fan. Paul Stanley. Bad Company. Paul Rogers is one of my influences. Kenny Rogers. Conway Twitty. But Southern rock and blues is kind of my forte.
Yeah.
It's where I feel most comfortable. It's where I feel I can put more heart and feeling into it. And, don't get me wrong. I love musicals. I've performed in so many musicals. I can, you know, I've Fiddler on the Roof and the Cats and Bye Bye Birdie. And the list goes on. And I still love to perform. I still try out for musicals every once in a while.
And you write your own music too, right?
I do. I have original music that I work on. I have a couple of writers that help me write some, and then I write on my own as well.
So we're going to hear three of your songs today. And then at the last segment of the show, we're going to talk about a couple other songs that are one's recently released and one that is coming out, or they're both recently released. We'll talk about that a little later on down the road. Do you play guitar, keyboards, bass, drum, trumpet?
I'm actually a drummer. I'm a left-handed drummer, but I don't play while I'm performing on stage. The cover band that I have, it's called the band's called Recover.
Okay.
We do a spin on old cover songs and then we make them our own. The drummer and I, just for fun and just to give a show to the crowd, he comes out and sings two songs. I go back on the drums and play the drums on those songs.
Oh, that's fun.
And, you know, we just have fun with the crowd. We'd like to make the crowd dance. We'd like to have the crowd engage and everything. And when they're dancing, they're drinking, and that helps out the bar and makes the bar
right.
book us more. So,
hey, if the bar's making money, you're making money because you get to come back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What's the deadest room you've ever played?
Oh man. I've played a Moose Lodge where about 10 people came out, because of a good old NASCAR. NASCAR,
oh.
It was NASCAR weekend. It's Bristol, baby, because we live right next to Bristol. Bristol was playing, and then at another bar they had I guess Jackal, a national act, Jackal was playing, and then at another bar about an hour away, REO Speedwagon and Styx was playing.
Oh wow.
So trying to compete with NASCAR, Styx, and REO Speedwagon, and then somebody else. I had about 10 people who stayed there that was there probably since noon, and they looked like they were sleeping on the table. So,
Yeah, I tell
but
a
we
story
hey.
About a cover band I was in. We used to play at a Hot Shots just outside of Busch Stadium, you know, where the Cardinals play baseball. And
Right.
The owner's idea was play at the end of the game. So when people are coming out, the Cardinals have won, they'll be in a festive mood, they hear live music, they'll sit down, they'll wait for traffic to thin out, they'll say, let's go check out this band. And they'll have one more beer or another drink or maybe a couple of drinks, or they'll meet there after the game with their friends, et cetera, you know? So one game in particular, we were scheduled to play and the Cards got blown out like in the first period, see, I'm a hockey guy. So like in the first or second inning, and they just got blown out. So by about the fifth inning, almost everybody was already gone because there was no relief in sight. So by the time our set started, the game was over and we had like three people there and they left. And then that was it. There was no action because we're scheduled to play like from, I think it was 4 to 7. You know, well, the night crowd doesn't start coming out till 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And we're there like, what are we going to do? Like, we're going to take really long leads and take some really long jam breaks. And we're going to become Fish Meets Grateful Dead. Rocking in the Free World by Neil Young. We must have done that for 12 minutes. You know, just to stretch
it's
it out.
Always, it's always good to get that little extra practice in there, too.
Right.
Sorry about the dogs in the background, man. I just.
That's okay. They'll tell them they'll get on next year. We'll put them on their own show. We do Dogs of America.
Yeah. I have two spoiled, rotten dogs, and their mom's working night shift tonight. And, you know, I get stuck with them. So.
Gotcha. Well, back to your music. Now, the first of your songs we're going to play, you said got taken down by Spotify. It's called Only One Woman. Is that accurate, or you just can't find it, or what?
Well, no, it's I go through TuneCore.
Oh, okay.
And TuneCore left me a message saying it was requested to be taken down, and I didn't request to taking it down. So I'm still trying to figure out why it's not on Spotify, but it's still on YouTube. It's still on TikTok. It's still on Instagram and everything else. So you're able to find it everywhere. And, I actually had a music video done for this song, and it's on YouTube. Everything is under CC Clevenger.
Mm-hmm.
If they look it up, I had two students from FAU University who did the video for their senior project, and they got a passing grade and they graduated from it.
Yeah.
They did an awesome job. And this song is about losing somebody that's very special to you, whether it's your wife, your girlfriend, or just pretty much anybody.
Gotcha. Well, the song is called Only One Woman, and it's Triple C. It goes by CC Clevenger. Well, it goes by Triple C, but if you look for his music, it's CC Clevenger. That's CLEVENGER, Clevenger, Triple C. And the song again, Only One Woman, here on the Music of America podcast.
Sat next to me, you had my heart fluttering, baby. way a butterfly swings. We seem to talk for hours about everything we knew. And when you went away, baby, oh, right then I knew that there's only one woman for me. You showed me things I never seen. Oh, baby, you drive me crazy. And there's only one woman for me. It's been 2 years, baby. Oh, you're standing there. See the love in your eyes, wind blowing through your hair. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, the love we share. And I knew in my heart, baby, none would ever compare. And there's only one moment for me. You show me things I never seen. Darling, you went away. You flew up to heaven, you see. Got your own pair of wings. And though it broke my heart, I remember everything you taught. There will never be another woman that can mend this heart. And there's only one woman for me. Show me things I never seen. Oh, baby, you drive me crazy. And there's only one woman for me. You show me things I never seen. There's only one woman for me.
Only One Woman, Triple C, our guest here on the Music of America podcast. I'm your host, Tom Pollard. The jingle that hits like a single. That's the slogan they use at Jingle Lingo. It's an advertising vehicle designed to create a unique and personal jingle to promote and position your business, make it stand out above the crowd. Think of all the musical jingles you've heard through your life, right? Who wrote that? Who came up with that jingle? Jingle Lingo can and will put your business into higher vision and focus on all your advertising needs. Jingle Lingo, custom-made, custom-designed jingles with you and for you through the talents of accomplished singer and songwriter Courtney Davis Jackson. Check them out today and get to work on your own personalized musical jingle from Jingle Lingo. www.jinglelingo, the jingle that hits like a single. Our guest is Triple C from Kingsport, Tennessee, our first stop in the state of Tennessee today, or this week, I should say. You write a lot. You're going to start teaching. You play. You perform. You've done everything. Are you going to write a book someday?
It's funny. I've actually started it, but I have no will to be patient and sit down and write. I'm kind of one of them guys that if I'm not running with my hair on fire, I'm bored to death. So that's one thing. I always hop on the motorcycle and go for a cruise or do something for that nature because I just can't sit still. I don't like to relax. So maybe one day when I actually get get the bug to sit there and relax and and just enjoy myself, I'll sit down and write something. But most of the time, all my writing from my music and everything is on a bunch of dinner napkins or placemats from restaurants, or it starts out like that and then ends up at the computer at home.
Yeah. I love this process. And I ask this of most of my singer-songwriters because I get so many different answers. But what is your songwriting process? Where's your inspiration usually begin?
It's usually just a thought or a feeling that I've had for my life. One thing about my music and my songs is that every single song that I write is true about my life. Everything is true. So usually if I have a feeling or a memory's popped up, or, you know, I sit and contemplate on my life or something, then an idea pops in my head and automatically just start writing. Don't matter what time it is. It could be 3 in the morning. It could be 2 in the morning. But yeah,
about 10 years ago, I went to a house concert, my first house concert, you know, by a house concert by somebody who I didn't know. It was advertised in some place. I said, I'm going to go check it out. So about 4 of us went, and they played all original music, which was really cool for me. Not so cool for the other people that were sitting there drinking, wanted to hear, you know, Sweet Home Alabama or whatever, you know. But what was cool about it, it was, like you were saying, every one of his songs was about something in his life. So he didn't just sing the song. He told the story that the song was about. So when you, if you listen, you listen to him and then listen to the song, it just had so much more impact.
Right.
Like, is that how you do your show a lot? Do you do solo stuff, or do you do always with the band?
Well, we do a lot of covers, but then we throw the originals in there too. You know, the great thing about doing something that actually is true about you is that you put more feeling and heart into it.
Yeah.
So that people can actually see, you know, oh, this song means something to him. Of course it does. You know, it's about my life, and I'm not going to shortchange what I've been through, good, bad, or indifferent, because I want to tell you what happened to me, and I want you to relate something in your life that, you know, you can do with the song. So,
and I guess as a drum, as your primary instrument, you can't really go out and do a whole lot of solo work.
Well, no, see, I'm a drummer, but I hire drummers. I don't drum myself.
No, stage. I'm talking about you don't play guitar, you don't play keyboard. You can't go out and do a one-man show, is what I'm saying.
No. Yeah. No, I have another band. I have two bands in total. Well, three. Okay. When I go out and tour around the United States, I hire a touring band. When I'm here in Tennessee, I have the cover band Recover. And then when we have an acoustic show, we have Triple C and the Demon Railroad.
Oh, okay.
So we actually have three different bands that travel around. That way I can keep working as I'm going.
Right.
But the acoustic band really does well. We play originals. We play one of the new songs that just came out. We're actually doing quite a bit, which we'll cover a little bit later. But we really enjoy ourselves, and we try to get as many originals out there as possible. But, you know, you got to play the covers too to make the crowd happy.
Do you produce your own work, or do you go to a recording studio to do your work?
I go to Classic Mike's in Bristol, Virginia.
Okay.
Mike is an awesome guy. He is a very talented individual. The last three singles that I've done, I had the idea basically, and then he redid the whole music. He did it all by himself. He drummed, he guitared, he bassed, he keyboarded. I just laid down the vocals. Classic Mike's is in Bristol, Virginia. It's one of the oldest, I guess, cities in Bristol. And he's phenomenal. So if you guys are ever in Bristol, he can work with you. And I recommend Classic Mike's for any of your recording needs, man, because he is a great guy.
And a good recording or producer like that is like having a great band member. Yeah, yeah,
absolutely, man.
Let me ask you this. My younger brother came up with this a few weeks ago. Paul McCartney re-released Band on the Run. That was released back in whatever, the 70s, 80s. But it was called Underdubbed. So it was like the raw recordings of the real basic fundamental instrumentation. And every single song on that album could have been a hit without all the bells and whistles that were added. So the question in listening to that he posed me, that I posed to people like you that are involved in production, when to you is the song done?
Well, I feel like the song is done when we've already got the basic bones down of it. Then we listen to it, and then if I have an idea or I hear something different that I want done, so pretty much the song's done after it's been, my vocals are laid down, I do my own background harmonies, and as soon as he starts mastering it and we have that final listen to, then I'll say, okay, now let's take this out to the truck and let's hear it through a truck speaker, let's hear it through the motorcycle speakers, and if it sounds decent through the, because it sounds different from the computer and the recording to when it gets onto your car and you're listening to the car. So the last thing I do is we pump it and we jam it through the car system. If it sounds good there, we're done, sealed, signed. Let's get it out and get it published.
Cool. So your next song that you also wrote was I Don't Have to Like You. Boy, that could be a mantra of mine with just about everybody I know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That song is one of those ones where everybody has a family member, everybody has a friend, everybody has somebody in their life that they rub you the wrong way and you really just don't like them, but you love them because they're either family or they're blood relatives or they're somebody that's been special at one point in your life. And there's plenty of them for me out there too.
On the show Seinfeld, there's a recurring theme from Jerry Seinfeld, and he says that people are the worst. You know? my sister and I embellish that quite a bit. You know, like we talk about humans, that there's us and then there's humans. You know,
right.
We take it from I don't have to like you to I don't like you, and I don't even know you.
Right, exactly. But this song is very special to me. It's got over 600,000 streams on it right now.
Wow, that's awesome.
And we're hoping to hit that million mark at some point. We need more streaming. So hopefully if anybody's listening out there, they can go to Spotify, hit that follow button, say listen to it, and just share it. And let's get up to a million. That's one of my goals, is to hit a million on one of my songs.
Had a buddy of mine that just started doing the follow me kind of thing, and he wanted to get up to, I think it was 3,000 followers. And by the end of the day, he said, let's go for 5.
Yeah.
So, you know, people that are dedicated to you and to your art will be dedicated to you and your art. It's just a question of, you know, putting all the people out there that everybody knows and saying, just go do this. Just go do this.
Right. Exactly.
Right now, we're just going to listen to it. All right. Triple C.
Absolutely.
Triple C from Kingsport and his next song, I Don't Have to Like You, here on the Music of America podcast.
Flesh. stepped into the ring again, toe to toe. Tell me, when will this fighting end? Pain, it hurts. It just cuts me like a knife inside. Will you run? Or will you just leave and hide?
Triple C, our guest here on the Music of America podcast, and that song was called I Don't Have to Like You. We'll get back to Triple C and talk about a patriotic song of sorts, I guess, after we talk about B-Normous Productions. B-Normous Productions, that's the letter B, Normous, B-Normous Productions, has been producing and recording music and videos for over 20 years. After years as a performer, the owner, Van Veerhoven, decided to get back to that which he loves the most, production. After tutelage under Jordan Valeria, he opened up his own place in Milliken, Colorado. High-end instruments, high-end equipment, tools all on hand to make your sound compete with that of your favorite records. He's just got one goal in mind, and that's to make you sound and look as professional as possible. So go make some videos, go make some records at B-Normous Productions, www.bnormousproductions.com, or on Facebook, the letter B, normousproductions.com. Our guest is Triple C from Kingsport, Tennessee. And Triple C, Tennessee, there's probably something there that I'm missing. But videos. You've done videos? Have you done videos? Or are you going to do videos?
Yeah, we did a video for Only One Woman.
Okay.
I'm working right now to do a project with the school kids that I'm working with at the school I'm substituting. Those kids are just awesome, man. They know all my songs. They sing them back to me every time we're in choir.
That's funny.
So I'm working right now to get permission to have them in a new music video. One of my songs, Gonna Have a Good Time Tonight. And they just want to be in the background dancing and having a good time. Yeah. So we're trying to get them in there so they can dance. They can be in a music video and just have a little fun with them. And then we're going to do some live action footage from stage when we play at the casinos that we're booked at. And try to piece it together and then try to create some new videos out of it.
Have you ever seen a movie with Mark Ruffalo called Begin Again?
It's Mark Ruffalo. I haven't, no.
Oh, it's really cool. He's got a record label and he drinks a lot and he stops drinking and he discovers this artist, Keira Knightley. And they decide they're going to do something unique with their recording. CeeLo Green is in the movie, but they're going to do something unique and they're going to record at different sites around the city. And there's one scene where they're in an alley. And they get these kids to come over and sing. And that's the vision I had just then when you were talking about that. And I strongly encourage you to watch the movie just because it's such a good music. I mean, it's not really a musical, but it's good musical based. Adam Levine is in there. He's like one of the main characters in there.
Oh, cool.
It's called Begin Again. Pretty cheesy, you know, hokey kind of music. But there's some really cool things, really cool scenes in there. And I think you'll really dig the part where he gets the kids to join in and sing with them. So.
Cool. I'll have to check that out. I'm a big movie buff, man. I like, I always like the B-side movies, you know, the old Van Damme movies, or I just saw Rocket Man for the first time a couple days ago.
Oh, and the original.
Great movie. That was, I love the soundtrack. You know, Bohemian Rhapsody was one of my favorites when they redid it.
Uh-huh. Have you seen Flash Gordon then with Queen?
I have not. Not yet. Oh,
it's so good. First, you got to see Flash Gordon and then watch Ted. With Mark Wahlberg, yeah, because there's a theme in there about having Flash Gordon at a party.
I've seen Ted and Ted too, so I recognize that. Yeah,
it helps to have that perspective of how cheesy that movie is.
Yeah.
Now the last song of yours, it's sort of a patriotic song, Freedom Hymn.
It's actually a military tribute song.
Okay,
it's called Freedom Hymn. All my family has been in the military except for myself because I have health issues that kept me out of it. I'm a big military supporter. A lot of friends and family were actually, every chance I get, I donate to Pets for Vets. I'm a big supporter of getting our veterans support animals that need it.
Yeah.
So this song is pretty much a big thank you to all of our heroes who fight for our freedoms, fight for my freedom to get on stage and do what I love to do. because freedom is not free. There are men and women dying overseas defending our country just so I could have that liberty of getting on stage and singing and doing what I love to do every day.
Amen, brother. I mean, how do you follow that up? You know, we're going to give it a listen. The song is called Freedom Hymn. Triple C, our guest here on the Music of America podcast. Triple C, Freedom Hymn, here on the Music of America podcast. Triple C, love the song, love the heart behind it, and I'm going to love that I don't have to say anything now because this is your show. This is your field right here. We call shameless self-promotion. You got a couple of songs we haven't heard that you want to talk about, and tell us also where we can find you, your music, your merch, your websites, and everything.
All right, great. So yeah, I have a new single that came out March 1st called Nobody. It's actually a fun country song. It's one of my first country songs ever. And you can check it out. It's actually a song. I'll tell you a little bit about it. It's a song that you can say to somebody that you want to say F you to in a nice way without cussing. So if you want to get on there and you want to click on it, you can find it on Spotify, Amazon, all digital media outlets, TikTok, Facebook, everything under CC Clevenger, under all the social media, under Amazon, Pandora, iHeart, Spotify, YouTube. Everything is under CC Clevenger. My website is www.CCClevenger.com. I know that's long, but that's all they had available at the time.
Yeah.
I have another single coming out. Just came out April 1st. It's called Wreck Without You, another country tune. I have another one coming out September 2nd, and that one is called Whiskey Woman. And then as far as the shows coming up on my website, I do have the tabs, but one thing I'm very proud of that's coming up is we're doing a thing called Carolina Vet Fest in Gastonia, North Carolina. There's 14 bands, two stages. Every single band has a veteran in it.
Wow.
Every single vendor is veteran owned, and every single bit, every red dime, penny, whatever goes to Pets for Vets.
That's
every
cool.
single band is not making any money. They're volunteering their time and doing for this great charity. So that's Carolina Vet Fest. You can find them on Facebook. You can send them a message. I am one of the first bands they booked for this. We each get 30 minutes to do original music and just do it for a great cause. But everybody, if you can check it out, follow me on Spotify, follow me on all the social digital media, YouTube, subscribe, hit that bell. We put new content out all the time. I want to thank Tom for letting me be here on the stage and be here on this podcast. So y'all make sure you click like button and keep following Tom. And I just thank everybody. I'm thank God because he blessed me with this talent to go out there and share.
And to be able to share it for as many years.
Men and women.
And to be able to share it for as many years as you have.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And big thank you as always to our military men and women, past, present, and future. God bless you all. We love you all. And thank you for fighting for our freedom so I can go out there and do what I love to do.
Can't follow that up with anything but a thank you. Triple C from Kingsport, Tennessee. As we kick off the state of Tennessee up next, we're going to visit with Alexis Jade. Up next, we're going to visit with Alexis Jade from Rosemark, Tennessee. So join us tomorrow here on the Music of America podcast.
You've been listening to the Music of America podcast. If you like today's show, please go to the website at www.musicofamericapod.com or our Music of America podcast Facebook page. Like us and follow the show and episodes. We tally the votes of all our shows, and the most listened to shows will be rebroadcast on our best of shows at the end of the season. I look forward to having you with us again and listening to the Music of America.